am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want her love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget. Yes, I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. I couldn't leave without regret. You're not that easy to forget. Before you leave, be sure you find want her love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget.
Am I that easy to forget? Asked birthday girl Kitty Wells, the answer being resounding no. Kitty's always kept pace with the times, and she can hold her own with the very best that Nashville can offer, even after some 25 years at the top of the tree. And we certainly wish her all the best today. It was good to hear her over that marvellously clear line from Nashville in Tennessee, a line that'll be busy a little later on again as we try to connect up with Sunny James. Well, before we go any further, I'd just like to thank all you people, good people, who've written in with your cards and letters this week. It's great to hear from so many of you. And that Kitty Wells number should have pleased Graham Walker in Rochdale, Lancashire, Joan Wilson of Parkinson Lane, Halifax, Ivy Myhill of Plumstead Road in Norwich, and Tim and Dee Simmons in Chalfont St Giles, and not forgetting young Ben, who's a keen country clubber. Well, now back to the music, and it's a contemporary country sound that we have next for you. It's from the eight-man group currently touring Britain, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. The title of the group was arrived at after the leader, George Frayne, had seen an old movie serial on American television, The Lost Planet Airmen, starring Commander Cody. Well, on the turntable now is their new album. We're going to give a spin to the title track, Country Casanova. country Casanova. Now, I wonder who we could dedicate that one to. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen there with the title track of their new album on Paramount. The number Paramount SPFL 287. SPFL 287. Not everyone's idea of country music, I know, but I found the whole LP fresh and exhilarating with some excellent musicianship. It's a lively, if at times noisy album, but there really isn't a dull moment, and I think it's an LP that's going to please more than a few modern country enthusiasts. Title again, Country Casanova. And Commander Cody and the boys are currently touring over here. You might hope to chance to see them. They're in Manchester on Saturday and Croydon on Sunday. There are a lot of other dates, which we'll probably be giving you next week. We have some other news of country visitors. Mac Wiseman will be with us again from the 7th to the 17th of September. Hank Snow, together with the Rainbow Ranch Boys and Tom Paul Glazer and the Nashville Studio Band, will be here from the 2nd to the 18th of November. And how's this for a bill? Chet Atkins, Bobby Bear, Dottie West, Jim Ebb Brown and the Cates, together with Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass. Well, that package will be with us from the 18th of November to the 2nd of December. An impressive list indeed. And for full, complete details as to venues, etc., and dates, then send us a stamped addressed envelope. We'll pass it on to the promoter on your behalf. Well, now let's get back to the music, and this is a really beautiful instrumental. Colin's been hoarding it away for the past couple of weeks. It features the pick of Nashville's session men, and it spotlights the sensitive harmonica of Charlie McCoy. Yes, we've got all the good music tonight. The Hank Williams classic, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, given the Charlie McCoy treatment. Marvellous stuff. That's from an album still high in the US charts, simply titled Charlie McCoy. It's not available over here, regrettably. Well, that should have pleased country clubbers David and Helen Sykes, listening at Cobb House, Adderbury, near Banbury. Lovely little village. I've often passed through it. Hello to you, David and Helen. Hope you're enjoying your holidays. Country greetings also to Mrs. Joan Bemrose and Purse of Wyberton, Boston, Lincolnshire. Also Janet and Cyril Parish of Wyberton. Well, whilst the Charlie McCoy album isn't released over here, this next LP certainly is. It's a new one. Country Hits of the 60s is the title. It's one of Capitol's three albums covering the 40s, 50s and 60s. 10 tracks, ranging from Glen Campbell's Gentle on My Mind to Tex Ritter, Still Dreaming of a Hillbilly Heaven. Well, we've picked this big Ferlin Husky hit of 1960.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround,
around us when evils come. The body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove,
was Ferlin Husky, Happy on the Wings of a Dove, and that number headed the country charts in 1960. What's that, 13 years ago? Dear me, that ages me. One of 10 golden oldies on the Capitol album, Country Hits of the 60s. Other artists include Wynn Stewart, Buck Owens, Roy Clark, Merle Haggard, and Farron Young. It's a mid-price release, the number Capitol OU2020, Capitol OU2020. Good value, but I would have appreciated some comprehensive sleeve notes, essential, I would have thought, on albums of this sort. The other two LPs in the series cover the 40s and 50s, the latter containing Young Love by Sonny James, which we'll be hearing a little later on. Ideal for the country newcomer, of course, or if your original copies of the numbers have worn a little thin by now. Well, we're still on the golden oldie theme, and with all the phone calling we hope to be doing on the show tonight, we thought we'd put in a quick call to Priscilla Mitchell and Roy Drusky.
Hello, dear, will the same place be all right?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Peters, I can work late tonight.
Dear, is she near? Can she hear what you say?
You're right, Mr. Peters, and I'm leaving right away.
Are you sure she's not listening on the other line?
No, of course not, Mr. Peters, you can call me anytime.
What if she knows just where you go each time you get my call?
Don't worry, Mr. Peters, 'cause my wife don't mind at all.
Please hurry up, dear, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
I know exactly how you feel, 'cause I feel the same way too.
Tell me, dear, how much longer must we live this life?
I don't know, Mr. Peters, but I should be there by night.
Well, don't be late, I can't wait to be with you once more.
Don't worry, Mr. Peters, I'm just heading for the door. Well, yes, Mr. Peters, I'm just heading for the door.
The things these married men get up to. Good to hear that one again. Yes, Mr. Peters, from Roy Drusky and Priscilla Mitchell. It should have gone down well with Gough Greenwood and Mike Story, who do the country club on BBC Radio Leeds, immediately before our own club here on Radio 2 on the Thursday evening. Well, now I think we're just about ready to try that line to Nashville again and hopefully find the Southern gentleman Sonny James on the other end. But first, a brief reminder of the record that really started Sonny on the road to success way back in the 1950s.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love.
Hello, is that Sonny James in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes, it is, David, and it's nice to be visiting with you.
Well, it's great to be talking to you tonight, especially as I don't believe you've ever been over here to Britain.
No, I haven't. We have had several different companies, or shall I say bookers, that book tours of entertainers over the country that have contacted both my manager and the agency here in the States for my touring over there. It's just that over the last, I would say the 5 or 6 years, I have cut down quite a great deal, really, on doing a lot of personal appearances. So I limit my schedule to about 60 a year now.
Well, we've just been listening to a part of your smash hit of the mid-1950s, Young Love, Sonny, which, of course, was a worldwide bestseller. Have you any idea how many copies it sold in all?
Well, considering when it first came out and the album, which was out at the time, and of course they count this all as in the sales of it, I understand that it exceeded 2.5 million sales.
That can't be bad.
So the same record, I would suppose that if it were released today and to be a hit as it was then, the population has, of course, there is increased so very, very much that it could easily, possibly, a song of that caliber might even go as much as 3.5 this age and time.
What do you think of the version of Young Love by Donny Osmond that's high in the charts at the moment?
Well, I'm very proud of Donny, and I'm happy that he chose to do Young Love, of course.
That sounds interesting. Well, getting back to you for a moment, something that interests me, and I know a lot of our listeners, is that while you've had a really tremendous success in America, you're virtually unknown here in Britain as far as record releases go. Now, why do you think this is, and is there any chance of the situation improving?
Well, we would hope so. This, of course, in a short conversation, it would be hard to get into the whole, the bottom of the whole thing, but I would suppose myself, from the information that I've been able to gather, that it's the record companies themselves.
Well, one of the records actually that has got through over here is the latest one to be released by you over here, When the Snow is on the Roses, which I believe is a big seller in the States for you. And we're going to play
number one record over here, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, let's listen to that title track now, Sonny, When the Snow is on the Roses.
Great.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we'll love like this. shore. Vows we make will last forevermore. When the snow
The Snow Is On The Roses by our transatlantic guest, Sunny James. Now, Sunny, I've got in front of me some questions that have been sent in by our listeners. First, Alan Price of Abbey Wood, South East 2, wants to know who your own favourite artists are.
Well, I have many favourite artists. It's really hard to pin down because we are such a family here in Nashville, and you probably have had the same answer from a lot of people, but to give him an honest answer.
Well, we've got a letter now from Barry Leach of London West 6, who's going to the Nashville Convention this year and wonders whether you'll be there and whether you'll be performing there.
They want to know when I will be here.
No, whether you're going to be at the Nashville Convention in October.
I see. Well, I usually make it here on a Friday and a Saturday, barring illness or something to that effect. I will be performing, as I always do after.
Well, now, finally, we're just trying to pick a question from David McKenzie, who runs your Appreciation Society over here, and he wants to know what you're doing at the moment, work-wise, and what your plans are for the immediate future.
My personal appearance schedule during the August and September months, which we're now in, has been our state fairs, which are quite popular now with the country entertainer, particularly doing one to two nights at these places. They're quite a large grandstand, and usually the seating capacity of a state fair would range anywhere from 15 to as many as probably 50,000. I've seen some grandstands that would seat that. So you have an enormous amount of country fans coming to see you at these performances.
I only wish that happened over here, Sonny, I really do. Our time has run out, I'm afraid. It's been marvellous talking to you, and you know you'll always be more than welcome if ever you do come over in Britain. Let's hope that's soon. Thank you very much, Sonny James, for talking to us from Nashville
tonight.
Sonny James, and another nice clear line there. And if anybody listening in wants to join Sonny's British fan club, a stamped addressed envelope to us will do the trick. Well, on the turntable now, a bluegrassy sound from Lester Flatt, and Has He Got Problems.
Been a bachelor all my life. I thought the time had come to take a while, so I moved to the city to find myself a mate. But I get all confused when I start looking for a date, for I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up my world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls. I walk walked in a picture show and found a seat. This poor little thing sat down in front of me. I leaned over and I asked her if she'd like some company, but I nearly died when she turned out to be a he. Oh, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up our world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls. Yes, I'll stay single from now on. Well, I won't make the same mistake by coming here again, 'cause I can't tell the difference between the hers and him. Oh, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up our world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls.
Poor old Lester Flatt can't tell the boys from the girls, and his case comes up next week. A lively number from Lester from his excellent album of a few months back, Flat on Victor. Well, now for some country news. September, it seems, is to be Country Music Month in Sussex. Well, that's the aim of young Neil Coppendale of BBC Radio Brighton's country show. Neil has a series of live concerts planned each Thursday starting next week at the Richmond Brighton, as well as a special show at the Wagner Hall on September the 14th, starring the American group Sounds. Good luck to you, Neil. On now to Boston, Lincolnshire, and a letter from Alan Flarry of the Boston C&W Club. And Alan tells me the club is holding a really special show at Boston High School on Friday the 7th of September, topping the bill, Mac Wiseman. Have to try and get along to that one, Alan, September the 7th. And a note from my good friend Murray Cash here. He's certainly busy over the next few days. Tomorrow, Friday, sees our Murray at the Centre Airport Hotel in the Aviation Suite, no less, near Heathrow. And he'll be comparing a country show consisting of Country Sound, Western Union, Cassidy and Lee Montana. That's on Friday. Murray's busy again on Monday at the Marlowe Theatre, Canterbury. Good heavens, that's where I appeared in repertory many, many years ago. Well, Murray will be there with the Country Folk Show, in which the following will be appearing: Lynn and Graham McCarthy, Southern Ramblers, Joe Stead and Orange County. That's on Monday, the 3rd of September, in Canterbury. Well, now, here on the Country Club, a quick look ahead to colder times with a hot-blooded Don Bowman and a reluctant Skeeter Davis.
I really can't stay,
but maybe it's cold outside.
Gotta go away.
I ain't putting you on, it is flat chilly.
This evening has been,
it certainly has,
so very nice.
Could we take a vote on that?
My mother will start to worry.
She ain't got nothing to worry
and
about.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Well, he's about half squirrely
so
anyway.
Really, I'd better.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Well, maybe just a half an hour more.
I was afraid
what
of that.
What do the neighbors think?
Probably the wrong thing.
You know I don't drink.
Propaganda will get you everywhere.
I wish I knew how.
I beg your pardon.
To break the spell.
You break my spell and you'll pay for it.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Actually, you said it
enough. At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
So did I.
I really can't stay.
Oh, would be.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Oh, I'm all tore up.
The answer is no.
I know, you've mentioned that several times.
The welcome has been,
it's been actually a waste.
So nice and warm.
Which is about the only thing it has been warm.
My sister will be suspicious.
I ain't too sure of her either.
My brother will be there at the door.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Will you keep the family
well,
out of it?
Maybe just an hour or two more.
Why? What
I gotta
more?
Gotta get home.
Oh, bye-bye.
Say, lend me your comb.
Oh, that's okay. You can ride my broom.
You really...
been a real jewel for
but
this whole
don't
time.
You see?
Not really, no.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Not from me, there
At
won't.
Least there will be plenty implied.
I don't know
I
what.
I really can't stay.
Oh, we'll be.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Lovely. Don Bowman with his eye on the thermometer and Skeeter Davis. Baby, it's cold outside. We just don't seem to hear enough of the very funny Mr. Bowman over here, although that number actually can be obtained. It's on the LP The Best of Country Duets on RCA. Well, at this point in the proceedings, may I just remind you that this is David Allen here, sitting in for Wally on Country Club tonight, coming to you live on Radio 2, and it's now 18 minutes to 9. We heard earlier, rather, from Kitty Wells, who hoped to be at Wembley next year. Someone who was there this year and scored a great personal success, too, was the highly likeable and talented Johnny Paycheck. Here now is one of the songs he did at Wembley, the one that was such a big hit for him, She's All I Got.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life when I wanna live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love. When I want to feel, she's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love, she's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'm ever gonna need. Ever talking now, friend, but don't.
Gutsy sound of Johnny Paycheck, She's All I Got, produced by maestro Billy Sherrill. Should have pleased Larry Adams of Radio Medway, who's done so much to popularise Johnny Paycheck over here. Larry's country show on Medway returns at the end of September. That should also have been to the liking of Mrs. J. Wilson of Bruce Street, Halifax, and John Baggus of Whitecroft or Whitcroft in Gloucestershire. Well, now, just looking ahead for a moment, Wally Wyton returns to host the club next week, of course, and he'll be talking on the phone to Jim Ed Brown. He'd be pleased to have your questions, of course. And the following Thursday, September the 13th, the show will be a Golden Oldie special. Requests are invited as soon as possible, please. Our address is Country Club, BBC, London, W1A, 4WW. Country Club, BBC, London, W1A, 4WW. Another new release now, it should please the more traditionally minded. It's by that old stager Doc Watson and his son Merle.
Long ago, when but a boy at old camp meeting time, how my heart did leap with joy to hear the old bells chime, calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, shouting, singing, for the Lord was there. I like the old time preaching, praying, shouting, singing. I like the old
reading of God's word. I like to hear them glory hallelujah ringing. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. Preaching in them good old days was filled with holy flame. Preaching for the souls of men and not for worldly fame. Under such old-fashioned preaching, sinners fell to pray. And the Lord did save them in that good old-fashioned way. I like the old-time preaching, praying, shouting, singing. I like the old-time reading of God's word. I like to hear them glory hallelujah ringing. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. In these latter days, they say that there's no use to pray. All we need is to think religion 'tis a better way. But I'm here to tell you, brother, Jesus saves from sin. In that old-time way he saved me, now he dwells within. I like the old-time preaching, praying, shouting, singing. I like the old-time reading of God's word. I like to hear them glory hallelujah ringing. I like the old-time worship of the Lord.
Yes, indeed, it's old camp meeting time, presided over by Doc Watson, plus assorted Nashville session men and his son Merle. One of 11 numbers on the new album Then and Now. The others include The Bonaparte's Retreat, Frankie and Johnny, and Milk Cow Blues. The fact that this has been produced in Nashville by Jack Clement has led to a loss of the earthy, almost rough Watson sound that was evident on his earlier recordings. It's just a little too slick and too polished, which is a pity, but it's still well worth looking up, I think. Then and Now is the title again. It's on United Artists, UAS 29490. United Artists, UAS 29490. Well, if you were listening last week, you'd know that we had hoped to be talking to Johnny Cash live on the programme tonight. Well, John is indeed in London. He arrived only a few hours ago and, in fact, went straight to bed. His flight was very tiring. He did send his apologies to all of us on Country Club, and it would take far braver men than either myself or Colin to wake him, believe me. But we have some compensation in the form of Johnny's new CBS single. It's taken from his Gospel Road LP. It's a Joe South composition entitled Children.
Children, 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 run and jump and play. Children, you'll be men and women someday, and then you'll have to leave your world of make-believe. Now, children, young, carefree children, children need someone who understands. Children need someone to hold their hand, to cheer them when they're sad, to spank them when they're bad. Now, children, pretty, dirty children, pride goes before destruction, the haughty spirit goes before a fall. Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all. Children call each other names. Children play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown.
Johnny Cash with one of the songs from the film Gospel Road, the story of Jesus in story and song. The soundtrack is now available as a double LP on CBS, number CBS 68243, CBS 68243. 3. It sells for under £3 over 90 minutes of playing time there. And that number, Single, has also been issued as a single, backed with a lively gospel-type song, The Last Supper. The number of the single is CBS S1490, S1490. Well, featured throughout the soundtrack are the Statler brothers, who'll be with John for his concerts over here. We've got them on disc now with some Faded Love.
As I look at the letter that you wrote to me, it's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day. As heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat, I still think of you and remember our faded love.
As I think of the past and all the pleasures we had, as I watch the mating of the dove, it was in the springtime that you said goodbye. I remember our face.
With every heartbeat, I still think of you and remember our faded love. And remember our faded love.
The star.
A comforting thought at the close of the day.